With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name.
B-Mix.
Don't be a loser.
Hello.
Woo-hoo.
That's right, baby.
Bring it. Who is excited for the weekend? I just want the weekend to be here. I love Friday. Okay. Like, don't, you know what? Never mind.
Yeah, no. I'm not going to argue with you. I mean, okay. I kind of joined in and said, but
yes,
you.
Yes, I appreciate you.
But Danny and Steve don't care.
No,
no
really
actually,
don't.
I really don't.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But the best of the both of you.
Well, thank
Thanks,
you.
Man.
Yeah. Well, I hope you are here when we actually get to play the game, because we have Andy from Olympia. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you think you have what it takes to beat Steve?
Well, we'll find out.
Good answer. Get out of here, Steve.
All right, goodbye. Yeah!
For those playing at home, Andy has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
What part of the atom has no electric charge?
A pass.
When Michael Jordan played for the Chicago Bulls, how many NBA championships did he win?
5.
No.
6.
Correct. Beginning with S, what is the real first name of Lady Gaga?
Sarah.
No.
Sandy.
No.
Samantha.
No. Oh. The Lions is a professional football team from where?
Detroit.
Correct. What fruit is used to poison Snow White?
What?
What fruit is used to poison Snow White?
Apple.
Correct. Dump, floater, and wipe are all terms used in which team sport?
Pass.
In the poem Humpty Dumpty, where was Humpty when he fell?
On a wall.
Yep. What country is responsible for creating the Olympic Games?
China.
Nope.
Japan.
Nope.
Rome.
Nope. Holland Lop, Flemish, and Flemish Giant are both types of what animal?
Fox? I don't
know.
Oh.
1, 2, 3, 4, correct.
Oh, well.
I mean,
well, we're going to find out.
We shall see.
He might be back. Steve might be back.
Uh-oh.
He did win one yesterday and then tied the other.
There were some tough questions, though. So this, I mean, I feel like this may be closer than one might think.
Mm-hmm. All right, Steve. Are you ready?
Yes! Do it!
Go Hawks.
Oh, really?
No.
You know what? Yeah, let's do that. We should do that just to piss him off.
I almost want to grab the Let's Ride thing and just steal it from him.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. Seahawks country.
I got no words. But I do have, what part of the atom has no electric charge?
The nucleus.
No.
The proton.
No.
The center.
No. When Michael Jordan played for the Chicago Bulls, how many NBA championships did he win? Correct. Beginning with S, what is the real first name of Lady Gaga?
Stephanie.
Yes. Nice. The Lions is a professional football team from
Detroit.
Where? Correct. What fruit is used to poison Snow White?
Apple.
Correct. Oh. Dump, floater, and wipe are all terms used in which team sport?
Soccer.
No.
Floater. Basketball.
No.
Dump, floater, wipe. Football.
No.
I don't know.
In the
baseball?
No. Oh. In the poem Humpty Dumpty, where was Humpty when he fell?
He was on a wall.
Yeah. What country is responsible for creating the Olympic Games?
Greece.
Yes. Holland flop, Holland lop, and Flemish giant are both types of what animal?
Kangaroo.
No.
Rabbit.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I'm like, that was right after.
No.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm a man of integrity. I said it after the sound went off.
Yeah, you did.
So that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 to 4. You win.
Good. If I lost by one, I'd be arguing. I changed my mind.
It's like, no.
Sorry, Andy.
Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
There you go.
Two in a row now, guys.
Oh, yeah. Your Lady Gaga knowledge saved your day.
I was a lucky guess. I couldn't think of any other name that's.
I think I actually knew that.
Female.
I knew her name was Stephanie, which is. How do I know that?
Well, it's been brought up before, and don't we have a Sarah on the show? You couldn't think of another S name for women?
No.
No? Okay, just curious.
Not sure why you would guess that, yeah.
What part
you know what I have to say, though? I'm 2-0 since Sarah's been in the other room. I feel like Joe was the cooler.
Oh.
And Sarah, you're the heater.
Oh, I don't like the way that sounds.
I'm kind of disappointed with myself. I thought after the karate chop that Steve gave me in Chicago could give the energy back to him with my karate chop.
Nope.
He took all your energy.
Yep.
He took your mojo.
Yep. You did.
I got your mojo, Steve.
But your sister gave it back.
That's not phrasing.
Phrasing.
Okay. I'm going to, avoid this conversation.
All right, fine.
All right.
I don't know why you guys are making it weird.
Yeah. Oh, we're the ones. Yeah, we always do.
Does anybody know what part of the atom has no electric charge?
The electron?
No.
All right. Well, I tried.
Neutron.
That's as bad of a guess as mine.
Well, I would have gone neutron next. Yeah. I mean, and name all the parts.
Yeah, I mean, that would have gone.
I thought maybe it was a trick question because you feel like electrons like should be the one, but I'm like, well, what if that's the one? And I had the one guess, so I went back.
Joe, you got a guess?
I already said it.
Charlie said neutron.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought everyone
I didn't guess that?
No.
Yeah, no. Wait, is the electron even part of an atom? Or am I thinking I'm thinking proton. Oh, it's proton, neutron. Are there electrons?
Proton, neutrons, and electrons.
Sure there are.
Oh, see, I would have had the three guesses right there, Steve.
I thought I said neutron. I guess I'm an idiot.
I feel like that's a given, but yeah, I don't think you said it.
Mm. All right. Yeah. Dump, floater, and wipe are all terms used in which team sport
your face.
Curling?
No.
Oh, is it water polo?
No.
Oh, I'm
one
lost.
One texter said battle poops.
Battle poops.
That is a team sport.
How about rugby?
Nope.
Huh.
Wow. Maybe
high
like
lie.
No, okay. Oh. Well, I mean, this is making you think of water. What's a sport you play near the water?
Volleyball.
Golf?
There you go. Volleyball.
Oh, volleyball. Oh, dump
floater. Yeah, I had no idea either.
Yeah, that's, I mean, geez.
It makes me giggle.
I guess I haven't watched enough volleyball games to have the commentators say those things.
No, you don't watch enough volleyball games with the volume on.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
There you go.
That's the
What's
one.
What's he listening to while watching it, then?
Nothing. He's just watching. It's kind of like where certain music videos you don't really
watch.
Yeah,
that's because
you
don't like the music video. But I got no issues with the commentary that's happening during a volleyball game.
Well, clearly he doesn't listen to the commentary.
Well, I don't think he's watching volleyball games. That's
the
thing.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, listen. Back in the day, you watch whatever you could before, adult film sites were so readily available.
Like the Sears catalog.
Yeah, exactly. You watch what you could. You know, Steve-O is really, I think Steve-O is really taken to the sober life because he's now, he's really reflecting back on things that he's done back in the day.
Uh-oh.
And Steve-O just did an interview where he shared that the early days of Jackass, he believes, had a negative impact on kids.
In the beginning of Jackass, we were genuinely worth vilifying. When Jackass came out, little kids were showing up in hospitals all over the country and maybe the world because they saw us doing this crazy and they wanted to do it themselves. At that time, you could point to us as being a very bad influence, but I think over the years, now that there's so much YouTube ridiculousness, so much, it's just like, it's not our fault anymore.
I love it. He's like, it was our fault, but now there's dumber things doing dumber stuff, and that's their fault now. It went to another level with Jackass.
Yeah.
I mean, so many people were sending themselves downstairs in, like, in shopping carts, and I mean, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they, you know, they basically made themselves famous by just doing stupid stuff. You know, not, would you call that talent? Some people argued back then, no, you wouldn't. And just like Tom Green made himself famous by just basically pranking everybody, would you call that talent? Some people wouldn't. And Steve-O's right. Somebody else would have done it. And YouTube is basically, I think they're inspired. They've seen it done before, but now anybody can do a lot of stupid stuff and more. And I feel like it's the, like, whoever's on YouTube now probably watched Jackass when they were a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It is funny to think, like, the whole don't try this at home just makes people want to try this at home.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
It was like that, like you said, with wrestling. Like, oh, man, I want to powerbomb my brother. Not realizing he's going to potentially land on his head and then beat me up.
Yeah, you know, look, it goes back to the days where people would, you know, put capes on and jump off the roof of their house, and then they'd get hurt, and their parents would
Mommy,
go,
I'm Superman!
No, right. no more Superman for you.
And Clark Kent has yet to come out in an interview and at least take a little responsibility for it, so at least Steve-O is a man of integrity.
He's a man of integrity.
Dude, it's funny, I go online, right. I'm like looking at like what are some of the dumb things that Jackass did, and of course there's a few websites, but one put out like the 10 worst or best, however you want to look at it, stunts like that. Like from Jackass the movie, the paper cut scene.
Oh, dude. Oh.
Which is so funny because I think, like, no matter, like, I have a buddy, Drexel, he's a deathmatch wrestler. He does other wrestling, but he mainly focuses on deathmatches. And that's like beating people with the light tubes, thumbtacks, you know, all the cutting people. I mean, he's always a bloody mess. But the one thing that always gets an insane reaction is he'll pull out a piece of paper and give his opponent a paper cut.
Yeah, no. I hate those.
And he even said, he's like, I can't believe I've been killing myself in this industry, like doing ridiculously dangerous stuff. And all I needed to do is grab a piece of paper. And even if I get the paper cut on them or not, it's just the visual.
Oh, dude, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of like, you know, I remember I had a match with him. It wasn't a death match one, but we did it in Spokane. And he paper and put it into my mouth and tried to give me a paper cut across my mouth. And the crowd like was like wincing in horror. And it was like, it's funny though. It's not like, as far as like other stuff that Jackass has done, paper cuts is pretty mild.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Maybe because we've all gotten them and we just hate them.
We all know what it feels like.
Oh, yeah, they're just a beating.
And I think things are way more painful when you know what it feels like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The other one I remember, Medicine Dodgeball, and that was from Jackass number 2.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember Steve-O. This one. It was from Jackass 3D, the Lamborghini tooth pull.
Oh, I don't remember that one either.
I guess one of the guys wanted a crooked tooth pulled out, so he tied a fishing line around it, connected it to the end of a Lamborghini, and then Bam Margera just sped off.
Oh, I think I do remember that. That's Oh boy!
According to the guy, the Danger Aaron, the tooth rip actually broke his face.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
Yowzes!
BJ and Migs mornings on the Rock 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. All right, man. A lot of people have sayings. You've heard this one. Money can't buy happiness.
Which I always respond with, I'd like to find out.
Right? See, or the other opposite. Money can't buy happiness, but it sure can pay the rent.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of people feel that way. You know, they know the adage. They know what it is. And yet people, of course, they still got to try. They got to see, well, let me see. Let me find out if it really doesn't buy happiness. And 88% of Americans, according to this LendingTree survey, they've done just that. They've gone out there, they've spent money just because they wanted to make themselves happier.
Dude, we joke about it sometimes, like where you're in like a little bit of a rut. You know, we either stress eat or I stress purchase Facebook targeted ads. Like, I'm just the worst at that. If I see something, I'm like, this will make me feel better. Granted, it's a $20 elastic belt.
not, you know, a $50,000 car.
Yeah, travel and food are the top things that people buy. So you've
not
got
elastic
half of
belts?
That. No, elastic belts are not on there. Clothes and shoes. So I guess it kind of goes in the clothes department.
Yeah. Then these people clearly have never purchased an elastic belt.
I don't know about the elastic belt, really. It could be time. Because, you know, my waist doesn't seem to know whether it wants to go frontwards or backwards in the expansion department. So, yeah.
It's good stuff, man.
Okay. All right. Send me the link.
May I also recommend NHLShop.com for all your Kraken gear? Because that's usually where I end up as well.
Yeah.
A ridiculous amount of people, like, you know, almost 70% of people say they thought money would make them happier. And because of that, if they were given a choice between money and love, they chose money over love.
Yeah, I've seen all those reality shows.
Yeah. But that's, I mean, you know, that's kind of sad. You know what I mean? Is that we think that money would make us happier than love. That's really sad that so many people think that way.
Some people are just miserable in their relationships, so that could be it.
You know, if you could have love. Like, in other words, you know,
know what love is.
Yeah, I mean.
But you know how good money makes you feel.
Yeah. And if you have enough money, you could buy love.
Yes.
Well,
at least
in
Nevada.
You guys don't know the Beatles classic, Money Can't Buy Me Love, man. All right? I mean, go back and listen to it.
Define love, because you can buy something.
There we go. That's what we're waiting for. You have to go to Nevada for that if you want to be legal.
The travel, though, I do agree. Because you're spending money to go to, like, Hawaii.
Yeah.
I'm happy in Hawaii. I don't care.
Hawaii is fantastic. You know, and I've been to a lot of tropical locales. Well, not a lot, but at least ones, you know, on the east, like in the Bahamas, that area of the Caribbean. There's something about Hawaii that's even better than those places. It just, I don't know what it is, but Hawaii makes you more chill even than some of those other places.
That's why I said, like, if you had unlimited money where you were like, and you could just go to Hawaii, like you had your own home there, you could just go whenever you're feeling like it. You're telling me that wouldn't make you happy?
Well, yeah, the only drag is the 6-hour flight. Now, living in Hawaii, I wonder what that would be like. Some people say they get cabin fever or whatever island fever. But
you get sick of it. I like to find that out myself.
Exactly,
too.
That's what I am with you. Like, let me get sick of Hawaii. Though I did have a friend of ours that moved to Massachusetts, and she used to live in San Diego. She was sick of San Diego weather. I'm like, I don't know how you could be sick of that. I mean, it's just gorgeous almost all the time, but okay.
Yeah, that seems, I mean, I hate to say your friend's crazy, but that sounds crazy.
Yeah, I'm with you, 100% with you. Yeah.
Well, and impulse purchases in terms of travel, it's the anticipation. So if you book a trip for, like, you know, the summer now, you're just going to sit here and be, like, so excited about it.
Oh, yeah.
For the next 3 months.
See, screw these people. Money buys us happiness.
Yeah, it does.
Here's the problem, guys. You're right. 54% of the people say they were able to buy happiness. So they did do it, but that happiness was short-lived. And 43% of them have gone into debt in an ongoing effort to continue to basically ride that pony, whatever they say.
Ride that pony. That's the American way.
Yeah. Almost half of us have gone into debt for a temporary bliss state when, I don't know. I mean, if you talk to certain people, like I had to, which, by the way, I did spend a lot of money on therapy, so in a way, maybe I did buy more happiness, you know.
Yeah, Chris on the main stage could be considered to be happiness or therapy.
All right, well, listen, however you want to buy your happiness, sir, you go right to it.
Now, it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Yeah, 88% of people have spent money on something just to make themselves happier, so we're wondering, what about you? When was that time that money did buy happiness? 206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. Let's go to Tom in Auburn. Tom, you are on the Rock.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. What you got for us, buddy?
Obviously we all have our hobbies and everything that we love, but nothing makes me happier than every night when I go home to my house.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to be in an apartment turning up the TV to insane levels because their kids screaming outside or whatever. It's so nice going to my house.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
Yeah, that's a good one, man. I feel like the house is probably your best shot at, like, long-term happiness moments.
Except for
we don't even have to worry about kids peeking into our windows anymore.
Oh, wow. So you were, I mean, this house was more like a rescue for you.
Do you have a moat around your house?
Where did you live?
Really big fence.
Yeah. Nice. Well, you know, there are some, Danny, there are some apartment buildings that are a beating. And
no,
Steve,
I get it.
Yeah, you used to be a super, so you know, Steve, man. What a beating. Apartment living, even in the nicest apartments, is still a pain in the ass.
Apartment living when you live on the first floor in Queen Anne was the worst during the weekends, especially at night, because, like, you could not keep a blind up because everyone was kind of, it didn't, you know, it's just, we all do it. Like, you see a light, you, like, look at it. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, I'm just ripping a bong hit, and I'm making eye contact with a family that's going to, like, some show at the Key Arena at the time. And I'm like, this is awkward.
Yeah,
blinds are down.
Yeah. Right. You're, nighttime comes. I'm always surprised at people that live on the ground floor where there's a lot of traffic.
Yeah,
you know, walking traffic. I'm like, why are you like? Why are you letting us look into your place? Yeah. This is weird. I can watch the show you're watching.
I'd be guilty of that. They're walking around neighborhoods and be like, what are they watching? Oh, I like that show too. We would be good friends. They should knock on their door. Never. No.
No. Yeah. No. Yeah, don't do that.
Man. 206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. We want to know, when was that time that money did buy happiness?
Someone just texted in April, said, when I bought my Harley brand new in 2004. And yes, it still brings me happiness.
Nice.
Yeah, see, that's cool, man. If you can get some long-term happiness moments, I mean, it's not going to be every moment. It's at least, if you will, the happiness to financial expenditure quotient is at least has been, so, you know, it's been satisfied.
That would be me if I ever. I mean, it would bring me great happiness, but it'd also bring great misery to my wife, which would be kind of fun to troll her.
Oh.
Is if I could purchase one of those whenever they do come out, the electric VW buses. I don't know if you've seen those, right, BJ?
We've talked about it before. We have, and I'm always and I always forget, like, why? What is it about this VW bus that would make you happy?
It just looks like it's just like fun on wheels. And my wife's like, I will never. If you ever got that, I would never step foot in that thing. And I'm like, well, that'll suck for you when we have to go somewhere.
That's a good point.
Strap me to the roof, wife.
Right? There's plenty of space.
Yeah, it looks like the combination, like you said, a toy car and a future car.
Like, it looks like a spaceship.
Yeah, I think a Johnny Cab is what I think of.
I have an unhealthy obsession of this thing. And I know that it would just bring such great anger to my wife if I came home with it.
So it'll bring you happiness and her great anger. Boy, that's the perfect combo, isn't it?
It's not a smart combo, no.
All right, I think I know Vicky's just because of who she's become. Because, you know, she's like an old lady in a young lady's body. So, all right, Vicky, what is that?
I'm curious to see if you can guess it.
Oh, it's got to be some DIY kind of thing, right?
Yeah, it's basically any time I walk into a Michael's or a Joann's.
Yeah.
Like, that is when money brings me the most happiness, especially when I scour the clearance bins or I have all my coupons. Oh, it is the best. I have been doing nonstop projects, and I love it because, like, I'm a grandma, but all my projects involve, like, skulls or skeletons or creepy stuff. Like, I recently started painting, like, skeletons, like, with gold and black. Oh, it's been fun.
You are, I mean, honestly, you are the edgy middle-aged to old-age wife that everybody's looking for. Like, you know, you'd be a great second wife for somebody.
Yeah, that is my plan one day.
Yeah, I think it'd be, you know what? You should be really part of that Second Wives Club because you're chill. Like, a lot of times, you know, the problem with being with somebody younger is that they want to do a lot of stuff and want to, you know, they still want to party, still want to have their life. But you're like an 80-year-old.
I tell my friends, I'm like, do you want to come over and do crafts? They're like, well, I'm not working on anything. I'm like, don't worry. I have basically an entire craft store in my office. Yeah. Like, what do you want? Do you want to make jewelry? I got that. You want to do some scrapbooking? I got that too. What do you want? Painting? Anything you want. I got
it. Really, I'm honest to God, it's hysterical. I feel because we see the quilters every time we go to our men's weekend, and yet, I mean, Vicky, they're all like they have to be 60 plus. I don't think I see anybody anywhere near your demographic, and yet
you should be
the queen of that.
The hot young rookie.
I need
that's coming into the knitting world.
I need to get into it, but I need to exercise my hands because I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the pain. I'm getting that old.
Well, speaking of exercising hands, one texter said I signed up for Vicky's OnlyFans page. It made me. Very happy.
You're welcome.
There you go. Hey, look at that. We have a real life subscriber. We weren't sure if there were any.
Yeah.
We are transitioning. I see your daughter's in the room, BJ.
Sarah.
My bad.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
I would subscribe to Vicky's page. I would.
She would, but I send her all the pictures anyways.
That's true. I get them for free, so.
Okay, can we have another conversation that isn't about my daughter looking at some woman?
Mine isn't an item. It's a trip. But I spent a ridiculous amount on my Dirty 30.
Yes, she did.
You know, I went back and forth between whether it was going to be worth it or not. And I just said, screw it. Like, I wanted to go to Vegas for my Dirty 30 since I could remember. I want to get bottle service. I want a table. I want a suite. And I was like, I'm going to do it all. And I did it all, and I still am so happy thinking about it. Like, looking at my pictures still, I'm like, oh, so worth it. So worth it. But yeah, it was a pretty penny.
Yeah, but yeah. The memories will last forever.
At least the pictures will.
Pictures on Instagram will last forever.
If my mind starts to go, I'll be like, oh, wow, yeah, that was so fun.
I wonder how much you were blacked out the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. You're absolutely right, Danny. The memories don't last forever. The pictures will remind you of what you didn't even remember.
Yeah, I would wake up the next day and be like, oh, I posted that on my story.
The memories last forever for somebody that was there. Probably your poor brother.
Yeah.
Remember these things that his sister did.
My poor fiance, probably.
Oh,
because he kind of had to be the one to take care of me.
Yeah, Sarah is very, very frugal. She doesn't like name brand anything. She won't even walk into an outlet store of a name brand thing. But when it comes to celebrations,
those are on the discount. I don't understand that.
She doesn't want to discount
my ass. They're still like hundreds of dollars.
I took her to the outlet collection. She was looking for a handbag, so I took her to the outlet collection because I know you can't walk into a Nordstrom. Sarah would not walk or any of those fancy stores in Bellevue. So I took her to the outlet collection, the old super mall.
Yeah.
Thought, okay, these stores are all discounted, even though they're the brand name stores, but this is where you get the good prices. She panicked. I took her in there and she panicked and ran out. Said, I can't do it.
I started to get sweaty and hot and my face started to turn red and I was like, I can't do this. I gotta go. Wow.
So that's a cool thing for anybody, for J-Rubs. But when it comes to celebrations, I'm afraid of what the price tag is going to be as we're talking wedding, obviously.
Oh, dude, it's going to be a monster cost.
Hell yeah.
I'd start selling some of your board games now, BJ.
Yeah.
I know. And that's where I'm kind of on the like teetering whether it's going to be worth it or not. Because compared to my birthday, a wedding, like my birthday looks like nothing compared to a wedding.
Yeah.
Okay, wedding, sure. But on the same time, we're not even talking bachelorette party
is going to be nuts.
Yeah, I was going to say, to that point,
well, I'm not paying for that.
You have to go to Vegas again.
Yeah. Yeah, or we're thinking Miami, maybe.
Oh, Miami?
Jeez.
Wow. Okay, so I can't do Vegas again. I just did it.
Yeah, you're right.
I got to switch it up.
If you do Miami, I got somebody that know down there that I can put you in touch with.
Oh, give me their number, please. Yeah, a little beach.
Yeah.
You know, the clubs, the booties.
Yakima, Washington for your bachelorette party?
Oh,
okay, let me do some research.
It's the party place. A lot of people don't know. Yakima is, I mean, if you want crack, you know where to go.
Oh, well, all right.
I mean, I think they have a bar there. So
you need is one bar.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports, and one cost. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900 with Chapter 7 cases. So total costs, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. With Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.